Hello everyone, my name is Lindebuhle Bembe and welcome to the Season Podcast, where God is seasoning us through every season of our lives. What's up y'all? Happy 4th of July. And actually this is my second take because I was rambling on and on the first time. But without wasting much of your time, let us go. We start off with prayer. I'll get a little bit too authentic with you and then we'll get into today's word. I believe today's episode may be a little bit of a combination of being a little bit too authentic and also just the word. And then, yeah, maybe I'll give you a challenge depending on how God leads us. But I pray, may God go with us. So let us pray in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, God Almighty, there's no way and there's nothing, God, to do without you. We need you, God. We need your guidance. We need your help. We need your Holy Spirit. We need, God Almighty, all that you have for us, oh God. We need you today. Father, God Almighty, I pray that you may speak to us. Touch us, guide us, God. Sincerely, God, speak to something deep inside of us. Father, may this not be just another podcast in a world that is sincerely talking too much, God. But Father, God Almighty, may this bring the change, the transformation, in fact, the clarity and the guidance, God, that we need. Father, I pray that this episodes, all of them, Jehovah, may be touched, anointed, with the precious blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray that they would help to settle anxieties, disunities within our minds and hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree and declare, and I believe, Gutsi, the people who will hear this, God Almighty, first, God, in its infancy, Father, will be those, God, who really, really need to hear. God, I pray this for real. I pray this sincerely, God. Let each ear that even lays a hold, God, of this episode, of this word, Father God Almighty, I ask and pray that you may touch, guide, and lead in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray, Holy Spirit of God, you are holy and you are mighty and you are good. Father, there is no one like you. You reign and rule forever and ever. Take us through the word, God, and give us revelation seamlessly, God, as you can, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know that many of your children sincerely do need prayer, God. I need prayer. We all do. Father, I pray for anyone. Are they dealing with a cancer? Are they dealing with a tumor? Are they dealing with an autistic child? God, are they dealing with just the wiles of the enemy? Jehovah, may you see each and every person through. I pray for healing and breakthrough across whatever the platform, whatever the medium through which they are listening to is, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you will make a way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. All right, everybody. So, I want to ask a question. Last week, I asked you, are you eating your whole grain chips? Okay. But this week I want to ask you, are you still on fire for God? Are you, or are you just like a flickering candle? Or are you just like when the candle has just been blown out? There's still that red thing that signifies heat, but you know, it's almost out. I don't know why. I must have probably asked you, are you applying your sunscreen actually, because it's hot? Okay, or are you reading the word? What are you up to? Okay, anyways, I wanted to say something. There's something on my heart that I want to say before I tell you this authenticity, a little bit too authentic part of the week, where I just share something that God has been teaching me, or something I noticed, or something God said to me this week, obviously, which will segue into the main episode for today. I just want to say, I want to speak on this part of comparison, okay? Where, of course, you find that most of the time we do celebrate when people even like myself, where you were living in a life of sin, you were not doing the right thing, and you finally came to God. But I just feel in my heart to encourage any and every teenage girl out there who is really living for God, who is really trying to pursue God the best way that you can. And because you're doing it, maybe you're feeling like to authenticate your story, to authenticate your walk or put edge on your walk with God, you need to go and commit a few sins just to make it more valid. And I just want to speak to that person. And maybe now you're an adult. I want to just encourage you, and I want to speak to you that you are also valuable too, that you are also needed too. You know, sometimes people will say, oh, you're too perfect. I can't relate to you. You can't preach anything to me. But I just want to encourage you, especially, I mean, even if you're young, even if you're old, if that is your story, if that has always been your path, I just want to say continue in that path. Don't feel that you need to go and do something that you shouldn't be doing just to sort of have that experience or have that being celebrated. And I say this with inverted commas, you know, because, you know, those are of us with a story, maybe it's like, oh, those are the people who are recognized, or, you know, it makes your story with God more real. Let me tell you something. Walking with God alone is a journey. Staying pure alone is a journey. It is hard work, okay? Being a good girl is hard work, honey. It really is hard work. And I just want to say, shout out to you. Thank you for being a good role model. And do not be discouraged. That thing is hard. It is hard for, it is hard for real not to know, for example, a man, or some people don't, not to kiss, okay, or not to just do anything and try and be pure for God. And God appreciates you. I just want to give you a special, special shout out. And I just want to encourage you. Keep doing it. Keep walking. God sees you, and your walk and your sacrifices will not be in vain. And maybe if that's not your story as well, I mean, don't feel ashamed because you've done less than, okay? I was just wanting to shout out the others, because sometimes it's seen as not cool. They're, you know, especially teenagers. I just want to give a shout out to you. At this point, this podcast only has 18 views. And let me tell you, I'm not even sure if those 18 views are actually real people or if it's just me checking each episode. But we have 18 views. And if you are a teenager or you know a teenager like that among the 18, just encourage them. Encourage them, honey. Now, on a little bit too authentic this week, I feel like my a little bit too authentics always start off with me mopping or showering or something. But I'm just going to make the long story short. I was mopping the other day, and maybe 2 days ago, Monday, and I was on YouTube. And when I was on YouTube, I decided to go and I saw Sister Act 2. They did a reunion, and I pressed on it. And when I was pressing on it, my God, I was so emotional, because I was like, wow, they did the joyful, joyful. And let me tell you, since we're being too authentic, honey, I can still do that dance. Come and join the chorus, the mighty, mighty chorus. I can do that dance. Which the morning stars speak at. Okay, I can do that dance. And so I was watching it and I got so emotional. I was tearing up because wow, wow, wow. The intro that Tanya did, amazing. Now, as I was thinking about it, I was like, man, the 90s, what a time to be alive. The 90s, because I was picturing them in their jeans. I was picturing them in the original, in their jeans and their mesh tops, honey. Let's talk about that fringe bob that they did with the red lipstick. I was like, and the black jumpsuits. And I was picturing them. I was like, gosh, the 90s was such a wonderful time. It was just a beautiful dichotomy between when technology was starting out, but people, especially teens, could be themselves without social media. And social media isn't the devil all the time. It's actually what we're using to communicate, so it's not the devil. But I was just like, you know, this was a wonderful time. And I was thinking, I was like, gosh, man, oh, wow, I would have loved to live in the 90s. And literally as I was cleaning and mopping there, God put it in my heart to say, everything has been made beautiful in its own time. And why God that put that in my heart is because I was thinking about the 90s, then I thought about the 2000s, and then I was like, but the 2000s as well, you know, with Britney Spears and all those. And then I was thinking of the 2010s, okay? The 2010s where you had songs like Apple Bottom Jeans, Neon was trending, you know? And then I was thinking of stuff like, then you have the 2020s now. And I was thinking, we're going to look back at this time. We're going to look back on this ASMR videos. And we're going to think to ourselves, man, what a time to be alive. Who knows, guys? Like, they're bringing back flip phones. And who knows, like, we were looking at flip phones from the 2000s. And we were like, man, what a time to be alive. But we're going to look back at these flat screen. Who knows, these laptops we use may look so ancient. And then God said, everything has been made beautiful in its own time. And if you really think about it, think about every era, 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, 50s, 60s, 70s with the hipster jeans, honey. Okay, everything is beautiful in its own time. And this is where we are taking our word from today. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. I find it easier to understand, and it reads as thus. Yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. And this is what was laid in my heart for today. It wasn't really an episode, but this is what was laid in my heart, okay? So I'll just say this is what was laid in my heart for today's episode. That you are made beautiful for this time. Everything has been made beautiful for its time, even for our lives. Sometimes we look at our lives and we look at past versions of our lives and we say, man, that was such a beautiful time. But let me tell you, you may look at it and say, that was such a beautiful time because of A, B, and C. You know, maybe you used to have more youth. Maybe you were healthier. Maybe your relationships was blooming. Okay? And then maybe you look at yourself now, which I'm not discrediting a trial and a season. But let me tell you something. If you're going through something and you have less, which I believe and I decree and declare that our years will get better. You will look back at a time like this and you will appreciate that as well. That, oh, I thank God that I went through that time. Because had I not gone through that time, I learned A, B, and C, and D. I was listening to something on social media, and I don't know who I was listening to. They were alluding to the fact that when you have everything, or it might have been a quote that I read, that when you have everything, sometimes there's nothing to look forward to, and it just becomes a source of unhappiness. I was thinking to myself the other day, I was walking, okay? I was like, okay, this is wonderful that I actually get to walk. I don't have a car, but I was being grateful that I'm walking and I don't have a car, because somebody with like 20 cars and a fleet of cars probably can't walk. Maybe they can, but probably don't and can't walk because, for example, like a high-class celebrity needs to be flanked by bodyguards. They cannot just take a walk the way that they want to walk. And here you are, maybe you're like me, you don't have a car. You're looking down on yourself and down on this season because you're looking and anticipating for a season when you actually have a car. And God is saying everything has been made beautiful for its time. Now, I always think about like our forefathers, okay? Now, I'm African, okay? And like in the 1800s, those were primitive times, okay? Very primitive times, human sacrifice, pagan, very pagan times. And I always think about it. I say, God, I'm so grateful that I didn't live during those times. First of all, you needed to cook with a three-legged pot. Now, I don't know about like this westernized world, how the forefathers used to live, but I'm going to tell you, honey, there was no air fryer and there were no 15-minute meals, okay? Maybe they were, but still, were they really 15-minute meals? Because probably the preps before that, you couldn't just buy pre-cooked frozen wings, pop them in the oven for 5 minutes, and serve your husband dinner. You understand what I mean? And sincerely speaking, I am that girl. I am not the girl for elaborate meals. I barely eat. Why I was a reason for me to complain about whole grain chips? Because I'm not really trying to be eating like that. I have to, because God says you have to take care of the body, because the body is the temple. Now this is a whole like tangent that I'm going off of. But I was like, you know what? I couldn't have given birth to 13 kids. That's what they were doing back then. A woman will have 13, 15 kids, because back then you needed to have more kids so that you have more people going out into the field. Because when you went to the field, that was your livelihood. That was what you were eating. Okay, nowadays, in this times and economic whatnots, okay, you cannot be having 15 kids. Ain't nobody got time for that. Okay, and I was thinking, well, this is always my thought anyway. I'm so grateful that I was born at this time. Then I also sometimes think to myself, I'm so grateful that I'm not born at a later time, because I just don't know whether I would be able to handle the fights of that time later on. Let me tell you, in the 1990s, maybe mental health and all that stuff was not a huge thing. It is now. Let me tell you, it's gonna change. I have this belief that stuff and old school principles may come back and it may not be like what we think. I always believe it will not be like what we think. Modesty may come back, you know, people will become more direct and more truthful. Okay, I believe that God is raising up his body God is raising up his people who will speak the gospel like never before. Which, can I just say again, just a small tangent, the gospel is not a tool of condemnation and judging. The gospel is a way to present the truth of God to people. And why does it do that? To hopefully let you know your choices, for you to choose eternal life or eternal death. That's all the gospel is. And why God is so, why God doesn't like joke when it comes to sin is because sin will literally lead you to death and to hell. And it's better for God to offer you tough love. But most of the time we're offended by it. So I don't know why we just see it as, and the church can be judgmental, but you know, it just is what it is. You take it or you leave it. There's no in between. It's either God or Satan. There's no gray areas. It's up to you. Anyway, I digress. And so I was thinking that that could be the case for you too. You are born at the exact perfect time. Okay. The Bible says when God, when you read Genesis 1, each day God says he did this and he saw it was good. On day 2, he did this and he saw that it was good. On day 3, he did this and he saw that it was good. Okay, maybe it was not good for the rivers to come first before the light and the darkness. Because maybe the rivers will be running in the wrong places. The light had to come first to make sure that everything is in position. Then the next thing that came. Then the next thing that came. It was not good. Maybe for the, now, I don't know, like, I haven't been in my Genesis in a while, but I'll just imagine that the fish of the sea came after the water and the rivers. Okay, it would have not maybe been a good idea for them to come at the first day. Okay, maybe they wouldn't be in the proper position. God did everything in its time. Okay. Summer, autumn, winter, spring. Every season is beautiful. Let me tell you, winter has its own beauty with the whole winter wonderland stuff. Summer has its beauty with the florals and whatever. And autumn, which is the fall, has its own beauty with the pumpkins and the orange. And spring is the same too. Beautiful in its own time. And who are you out there? Who are you listening to this? God has also made you beautiful for your time. And that's all of you, all of what you embody. Now, here's the challenge for the week. I want to challenge you this week to sort of go into a, I want to challenge you to do a challenge. Go into a, like a thing or a stint, okay? Stint is my new word, by the way, where you just try and focus on yourself for the week. Try and turn down social media. Try and turn off external influences of things that tell you who you should be. Things that tell you that you need all pink toiletries in your whatever vanity or whatever. Things that tell you that you need, I don't know, you know, or you need to just wear all pink, okay? Now, this no offense to my pink girls, okay? I'm just making an example. And just really go into who you are, whether you're old, whether you're young. Examine what do you like? Who are you really? What has God made in you? What is beautiful about you in this time? Because that's what God wants to use. That's what God wants to, that is what God wants. He wants you, authentically you. God wouldn't have created you. Like, guys, okay, I really just mean this in like the lightest terms. Don't be offended. But God didn't create a pink nation when he created us. Maybe I'm biased because maybe you like black, or you like red, or you like brown. I want to challenge you this week. Who are you? What has God created in you? And there's something I'm trying to say that is inside of me, that I'm trying to say that God has purposed you and made you beautiful for this time. God wants to, you are the thing that is beautiful for the time as this. Your expression, who you are, the way you laugh, your real authenticity is the beauty for this time. That's my challenge for the week. I want to challenge you for 1 week. Just go. Tune out social media. And how you can do this practically is like, reduce your social media to maybe 2 hours. So set a schedule and reduce it to maybe 2 hours, or how many hours in your day. And schedule the time that you would use scrolling to try and look within yourself. Just challenge yourself this week not to scroll on TikTok and not to allow influencers and influencing to speak to who you are. Discover what you like. Think about things that you really, really like. Observe yourself. It could be a week, it could be 1 day, it could be 2 days. I wanna encourage you. Maybe do 1 day. What did you learn about yourself there? Who are you really? What is beautiful about you in this time? All right, I think I've repeated that about 3 times, so not to get repetitive. But hey, happy 4th of July. Again, happy second half of the year. And let's get into prayer. Okay. Next up, I hope, I don't know if God may change it or not, but we are going to talk about a topic, and this is next time, called What Have You Heard? Where God is taking us into Psalms, I believe 65, where the Bible says, once he spoke and twice have I heard. Stay tuned, but this is this week's episode. And hey, have a lovely day. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord bless you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God Almighty, thank you, Jesus, for this time. Thank you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for all the good and wonderful things that you do for us, Jehovah. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for loving us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for uplifting us, God, in every single way. Lord, I pray for this person. Show them what is beautiful. Guide them on what is beautiful. Father God Almighty, we bless and thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. And for me, Linda Uhle Pembe, remember, this is the seasoning of your life. Okay? God wants us to present this. This is your power. This is your seasoning. This is your boom, honey. And from me, I say happy summer and happy 4th of July. Good night.